he was a man among men as far as coaches were concerned, and he was very demanding, but he was also very caring for those guys that played for him. He made a difference in their lives, not only on the field, but off the field. And he wanted them to be successful long beyond football, but he wanted them to be able to play the game at 100% all the time so that we would always have an opportunity to win, regardless of who our opponent was. And the thing about him, he was so consistent. I mean, you never saw him waver on any issue that he faced. If it was disciplinary, he would step in and he would do what he had to do to help that young man be better. He never compromised his standards to make a kid look good or anything. But he treated every player the same. In other words, a first team player was treated and no different than a third team player. He felt that third team player was contributing to our team, making a difference, and would be just a big part of our success, regardless of how much he played or didn't play. And so that made a real bond between our entire team. There was as I said before, there was a oneness, a unity, just a belief in him. And they all said to themselves, you know, I know I've talked to many players since then, and they said, hey, Coach, we played for y'all because we just knew Coach believed in us. And regardless of what our status was on the team, in his mind, we were first team. And that didn't waver as far as what he thought. And maybe a guy made a mistake in the game, he was never one that pointed the fingers. Any adversity we fought or went through, he took the blame. And he told those guys, hey, every one of us are going to make mistakes, but mistakes can make us better. And they did as a team.